You're listening to New Technia. A laser powered a drone propeller from a distance, but the drone has not flown yet. Researchers built a wing-mounted receiver that converted green laser light into electricity at 38.49% efficiency and powered a stationary drone model's propeller. The result could support longer missions one day, but it was a laboratory proof of concept, not an in-flight charging demonstration. A new receiver turned a green laser beam into enough electricity to spin a drone propeller. That is a useful engineering step toward remotely powered aircraft, but it is not yet the mid-air charging breakthrough suggested by some headlines. The drone model remained stationary throughout the demonstration. The 30-second summary. What happened? A research team integrated a perovskite and thermoelectric receiver beneath a model drone wing, then used a green laser to power its propeller. Why does it matter? Sending energy through light could eventually extend missions where landing to replace or recharge batteries is difficult. What is the catch? The aircraft did not fly. Tracking a moving receiver, operating outdoors, and protecting people and aircraft from a powerful laser remain unresolved. Key number. The receiver converted 38.49% of the incoming laser energy into electricity under the reported laboratory conditions. Why this result is more modest and more useful than the headline. The important achievement is not endless drone flight. It is the integration of a laser power receiver, heat management, and aircraft-shaped hardware into one stationary proof of concept. The peer-reviewed paper in Matter and Light was published on July 29, 2026. Battery mass and recharge stops limit many small aircraft. A system that sends power from the ground could be valuable for inspection, environmental monitoring, or emergency communications. Nukeniya's reading is that the cooling work is the real advance here, while actual flight is the test that will determine whether the concept can leave the laboratory. How the receiver converts light and waste heat. The design combines a perovskite laser cell with a thermoelectric layer. The first layer converts the green beam directly into electricity. The second tries to recover part of the energy that would otherwise be lost as heat. This pairing is called a perovskite laser cell thermoelectric tandem receiver. Heat is also the system's main enemy. During high power testing, the receiver reached about 80 to 90 degrees Celsius. The researchers added antimony triselenide nanocrystals, which slow heat transfer, and built airflow channels into the model wing. Air moved by the propeller cooled the opposite side of the thermoelectric layer and helped preserve the temperature difference it needs. According to the cell press research release carried by TechSplore, the device reached 38.49% power conversion efficiency under a green laser. A separate engineering analysis by Hackster reports testing at a 520 nanometer wavelength and an incident power density of 1.2 watts per square centimeter. What the stationary drone test actually showed. The receiver was mounted beneath the wing of a model drone, and the laser supplied enough electricity to turn its propeller. The test showed that the components could be packaged into an aircraft-like structure and that airflow could assist cooling. It did not show a drone hovering, navigating, or carrying a useful payload while receiving power. The distinction matters because a laboratory beam can stay fixed on a stationary target. A flying aircraft changes position and orientation, passes through weather and vibration, and may move beyond a safe or unobstructed line of sight. Before we overstate the result, the demonstration used a stationary model. No aircraft was charged during flight. The published 38.49% efficiency applies to the receiver under specified laboratory conditions, not to the complete wall-to-aircraft energy chain. A practical system would need fast, accurate tracking that keeps the beam on a small moving receiver without exposing people, pilots, sensors, or other aircraft. Outdoor performance, useful range, payload trade-offs, regulatory approval, and long-term durability have not been demonstrated. What happens next? The team says the next step is testing the receiver on a lightweight drone outdoors. That should reveal whether pointing accuracy, movement, cooling, and changing light paths reduce performance enough to undermine the laboratory result. Live. Science's report on the planned follow-up also notes that real-time targeting and safety remain central obstacles. The takeaway is straightforward. Researchers have not created a drone that can fly indefinitely. They have built a promising receiver that turns beamed light into useful power while managing a difficult heat problem. The first convincing flight test will be the point at which the larger claim can begin to be judged. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.